Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk this morning about a couple of programs coming up in at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, specifically the England Run Branch in Stafford. Dr. John McLaughlin here this morning, along with Christy Herneman from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ted.
Let me start off, and before we get into some of the programs going on at the England Run Branch and some other activities with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, we'll just kind of get to know both of you. Christy, you've been in here before, but it's been a while. Dr. McLaughlin, this is the first for you. Talk about how long you've been in this area and kind of what you specialize in.
Well, first, Ted, thank you for asking me to be on the show. I have been in Fredericksburg since 1999. I just had completed a fellowship in interventional radiology, and I found this fantastic job working with a group of physicians, radiologists at Mary Washington Hospital.
So is that your day job right now?
Yes, that's my day job, and nighttime occasionally with call, yes.
How has that field changed with technology and things since you first got involved?
Oh, my God. Since 99, the technology has improved, just like computers. You know, they say the technology doubles every 3 to 5 years, and this is how interventional radiology has been. It's so dependent on technology that as the technology advances, the kind of procedures we can do and the success rates and the less invasive aspect of it improves as well.
That's really we've done shows in the past with just that the equipment and just the, like you say, the less invasiveness of it. It's just amazing what can be done now.
Oh, yes.
It's things that years ago you just thought were science fiction kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What got you into medicine and got involved in this kind of thing?
Well, I decided when I was in college that I love the sciences, the biology sciences, and the physical sciences. And so I just got very interested in how this body functions and the mechanics to the functioning of the body. And at first I was just going to study it, but now I wanted to apply it and use it to help others and myself, for that matter. So I got very interested in just serving people in the community as best as I can. And in the process, serving myself as well.
How then did you get into? Because we're going to talk about the talk that you're going to do at England Run next month.
Correct.
Mindfulness bases stress reduction in yoga and meditation and that kind of thing. How did you talked about how the body operates and that kind of swerves right into all of that?
Yeah. Well, I have kind of changed my perspective a bit. And I have an understanding now that the body is important, but the mind is actually more important. And obviously the two function and work together as a unit, as a system. And in the Western culture, we tend to be a little bit heavy in the physical realm and the body realm and less emphasis placed on the mental realms. Which is why most of the revenue spent in this country is on medicine and not on mental health, for example. So it's very important to have a healthy mind, because without a healthy mind, that can have adverse effect on your entire life, no matter what the state of the body is.
How do we get a healthy mind? The million-dollar question.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not something that happens on its own. Unless you're remarkably lucky, I think it's something just like to obtaining a healthy body. I think you need to have a practice, have a discipline, take care of it, understand it, learn about it more and more, kind of really see the mind and how it works, how it functions. And then we can use it to our advantage. We can optimize the functioning system of the mind to use it to improve our lives, just like we do with our body. We use our body, we work it, we understand it, and we nourish it. We take care of it. We need to do the same thing with our minds.
We're going to jump into all of this in the next segment. And just to let people know, one of the things we will talk about, the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg, which is opening next week.
Next week.
And you're involved in that, and we'll get into all that as we go along this morning. Christy, you're the head of research at the England Run Branch Library. How does one become the head of research? And how'd you get into library sciences?
Well, I attended community college back in Michigan, where I'm from, and I was a student assistant at the college reference desk. I absolutely fell in love helping people do research projects. So when I was in undergrad, decided to go to graduate school to get my library science master's degree.
Okay, where'd you go? Where did you go to get that? And what kind of studies involved in that?
I went to the University of Pittsburgh to get my master's of library science. It's a lot of taking information-based classes, learning how to use print and database resources. So I took more of a academic research type of track, but there's a lot of different tracks. Like if you want to become a children's librarian.
In talking with Dr. McLaughlin just about the changes in technology, same with library. I mean, when I was in college and in school, I used the card catalog. Have you ever used a card catalog?
Yes, I have used the card catalog.
Okay. You didn't look old enough that you might have had to do. But, I mean, now there's not even there. I don't. Is a card catalog even used anymore?
No, they're hot collector's items. So if you've seen an old one, they're really expensive and they're actually really difficult to find because people use them in their homes.
You're involved with the England Run Branch, the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Boy, the England Run Branch has a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot going on with the Stafford branch there.
Yeah, we have a pretty busy spring coming up. So we have the health fair on March 19th. We also have our second comic convention in May. We also have a maker lab as well, which is staffed by Mary Washington students who are doing their practicum. So and people can come in and see all of the neat 3D technology that we have at the branch.
And we'll get into all that too as we go along. This morning you've got the very colorful book that has all the information with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and we'll get into that too. Christy Herneman here, Dr. John McLaughlin. When we come back, we'll talk about Dr. McLaughlin and the program that he has going on at the England Run Branch on March the 3rd. More coming up in Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dr. John McLaughlin here along with Christy Herneman. We're talking about some programs going on at the England Run Branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. And Dr. McLaughlin, it is March 3rd, next week, that you have a big program. Talk about what you're going to be doing.
Well, I'm going to be discussing this program called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, MBSR. And what it is it utilizes something called mindfulness in order to help us manage and understand and hopefully reduce our levels of stress in society. I see stress as a real problem in this society, and it's getting only worse. And so mindfulness is a tool with which we can use to help manage the stress. Mm-hmm. And it's not about getting rid of our stress, it's about managing our stress. And mindfulness is a very interesting quality of the mind. It's a particular function of the mind. I think it's one of the highest capacities of the mind. In order to it's a capacity of the mind to just know what's happening, actually, to really have a good understanding of what is occurring in this moment right now. And it's a certain type of awareness. It's a laser type of focus attention on whatever is occurring to yourself right now, mostly internal. What's your internal weather pattern at this moment? Because without knowing that weather pattern that's occurring within you right now, you will act in life based on that emotion that's running through your system, whether it's anger or whether it's frustration or whether it's sorrow or whether it's loneliness. That flavors your entire experience. It flavors what you think, flavors what you say, it flavors what you do, and it colors the experience that you're having. So it's important to have an understanding of what is my internal weather pattern right now, and understand that and see how it's going to affect everything in your life.
So if I know that, say, I'm sad right now, how do I deal with that? Is there a way then to deal with any of the emotions you mentioned and understanding that kind of that internal pattern?
In MBSR, we have different tools with which we can use to remember to be mindful. And one of the tools is RAIN, which is an acronym. RAIN stands for recognize. First of all, recognize that you're sad. I'm very sad right now. And just know that that is what the emotion, the predominant emotion that's occurring in your system mm-hmm. right now. A is allow. Instead of resisting that sadness, instead of suppressing that sadness, instead of embellishing that sadness, you just allow that sadness to be as it is. It's just an emotion running through your system, and we just need to allow it to be as it is. I is investigate. When you get very curious about the system and want to understand it deeper, it's a really important quality of mindfulness just to investigate with curiosity and with kindness. Investigate what is happening to me right now. And the N is not identification, non-identification. So in other words, if you're sad, that's not who you are. That's not me, actually. That's just an emotion that's running through my system. It's not really who I am. It's a universal emotion. Every being on the planet has experienced sadness and every other emotion that you have. So it's not yours, and it's not who you are.
As a person goes through a day and has different emotions, once you kind of get this down, are you able to kind of deal with each emotion that you may come across during the day and then deal with it right then and there?
Well, that's the object. You know, that's the goal,
right?
Is to have this system functioning all the time in real time. So whenever emotion comes up, a thought, you will know exactly, you will see it as just an emotion. You'll see it as just a thought, mm-hmm. and it doesn't control you anymore. But obviously, you know, you're going to miss times when you're going to be mindless at times. And hopefully, over time, you'll get better and better at it. It's like a muscle. The more you practice, the more you train, the more daily exercises you do, the better this and stronger this mindfulness muscle becomes.
March 3rd at the England Run Branch, you're going to be talking about all of this then?
Correct, and more. Yes.
Do you need to sign up in advance for this or anything like that?
Well, no, there's no sign up required.
Okay. And what time does it start?
7 p.m.
Okay. I didn't have that. Was the one thing I was missing. 7 p.m. March 3rd at the England Run at the England Run Branch Library. Is this something because years ago this kind of you would look at this and it wasn't always it was looked upon as something that came I don't know how to describe it, but this kind of looking at things now is much more accepted and people are doing it.
Yeah, it's you know, in the past, meditation mindfulness wasn't really well known in the West,
right?
Except through small circles, but now it's becoming mainstream. You know, it's on the cover of Time magazine. It's on radio shows. It's becoming so mainstream, and it's becoming less eccentric. It's becoming less of an outlier sort of.
That's what I was trying to say.
Right.
What got you involved in it?
Oh, I started meditation when I was 18 years old. I started something called transcendental meditation, and I was just curious. I was just curious of different levels of consciousness. And then I gave it up for 25 years, maybe even 30 years. I went through medical school and raised a family. And then I picked it up again later in life when I was going through a divorce, actually. I was having a difficult time with it, and I was suffering, and I remembered, oh, yeah, I used to meditate. I should try that again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only thing that really soothed me, was to just sit in silence and just be relaxed and just allow things to be as they are and just watch, observe my mind, see what it's doing, and just befriend my mind, actually. And it was the only thing that was – it was like salve to a wound. And so it was very beneficial.
Well, and you talked a few minutes ago just about stress. I mean, we all deal with stress at some level, and I mean, you mentioned just this is a way to manage it.
Yes, yes, yeah. And it usually happens that people are not interested in this sort of mindfulness unless there's a real need for it, unless they're suffering, unless they're having great difficulties in their life, and they just realize, they have a sense that going down the old path of fighting it, of resisting it, just doesn't work. It has never worked in my life. And you get to a point where you're almost desperate to try something different. And so this is what I did. This is something completely different than what I've done in the past. And for me, at least, and the literature shows that it's quite effective.
Well, and you think, Dr. McLaughlin, with mental health such a huge issue today, do you see this as a way to an outlet and in a way to handle some of the issues that we see nationally and even locally with mental health problems?
Yes, yes. Mindfulness is kind of being incorporated into all aspects of life, including mental health. And a lot of mental health professionals now are also getting training in mindfulness. It's a little bit different, the traditional Western therapy versus the more Eastern practices of mindfulness. They're different, but they also they're synergistic. The two of them together are very, very powerful and very effective.
One of the things you're involved with is the Insight Meditation Community of Fredericksburg. What is that?
Correct. That's a group of meditators that we've been meeting for the past 10 years every Thursday night. And we it's a Buddhist group, but it's also very secular in the sense that all of the topics that we discuss just pertain to what it is to be human, what it is to be suffering, actually. It's a big part of the group is talking about stress and the reduction of stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing in this group. And also with MBSR, we're just concerned about two things, stress and how to manage it and reduce it.
Dr. John McLaughlin will be giving a talk on Thursday night, next Thursday, March 3rd, at the England Run branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, 7 until 8:30. Who should come? Who would find this useful?
Well, whoever comes will be there for a reason,
yeah,
I would imagine. So most people come to something like this, including myself when I first started coming to stuff like this, because I was having a difficult period in my life. Or you understand you might be doing fine now, but there's likely to be something around the corner that's going to come your way. And it's just preparing for that difficult experience in life.
7 until 8:30 next Thursday at the England Run branch. I want to talk more about this with you, but I know the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg is just kicking off. I guess this is another extension of all of this that you've been involved
yes,
with.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yoga and any body awareness practice are incorporated into the mindfulness training, the MBSR training. And I've been a yoga practitioner for about 15 years now. And a good friend of mine, Steve Watkins, and my wife, Stacy, decided to offer yoga to the community. And so what we're doing is we have a nonprofit yoga studio on Franklin Street, just one block from the college.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have donation-based classes from $5 to $10 per class. And with the revenues that we generate, we're going to pay teachers to teach free yoga in the community. So it's a wonderful
venture.
That's
a new I had not heard of a nonprofit-based yoga center.
Yeah, it's the first one in Fredericksburg. There's a Yoga Project Richmond, and there's many of the larger cities tend to have a nonprofit-based studio. But Fredericksburg is it's a little smaller community, and it's just the first one.
I hear more and more and know more and more people that have gotten into are real regulars and just love doing yoga.
So right.
It seems to be one of the in things right now.
Yeah. Just like mindfulness, it's become mainstream. You know, yoga's been around for 5,000 years because it works.
Yeah.
If it didn't work, it would not still be in existence. And so it's just now trickling over into the West for the past 50 years or so. And just like mindfulness has been around for thousands of years because it works. And now it's trickling as well into the West.
Christy, this, and we're going to get into what's going on later next month with just the health fair, really a health emphasis, at least at this time of the year, with libraries really offering a lot of programs.
Yes. In March, we decided to really focus on health at the library.
Okay.
We have a lot of great resources and programs, and this is all centering around a program called Rappahannock Reads, where we're challenging the community to read 10% Happier by Dan Harris. Dan Harris is an ABC correspondent. He had a meltdown on air during Good Morning America, and he really got into mindfulness and meditation to help him cope with some issues he was having in his life.
Okay. Dr. McLaughlin, if someone wants to get in touch with you and find out more about this, do you have a website, a Facebook page, any way someone can get in touch
with
you? Yes,
I finally have a website, and I actually use the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg website. And that address is yogafredericksburgva.com.
yogafredericksburgva.com.
Correct.
And Dr. John McLaughlin is the person to talk to. He also is the one leading this talk next Thursday night, March the 3rd, the England Run branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, 7 until 8:30. More coming up this morning. We'll talk with Christy Herneman about some of the programs coming up at the library and talk more about the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg that is kicking off next week. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA, coming up on 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Our focus this morning, a couple of health programs coming up at the England Run branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Dr. John McLaughlin is here. His talk next week on March the 3rd, next Thursday, Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. And we talked about that. We'll get into that again before we get out of here this morning and give you again all the details of that. And Christy Herneman is here. She is the head of research at the England Run branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. And Christy, there is a health fair on March the 19th.
We are very excited to host our first health fair at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. It is Saturday, March 19th, 1 to 4. So we have a ton of nonprofits and local businesses coming to give information, provide demonstrations, and to perform screenings for the public. Everything is absolutely free.
Okay. So it's for the person who's doesn't like to make appointments or hesitates to do that kind of thing, you can just show up and there you go.
Not quite that involved, but we do have the Lions Club of Fredericksburg coming to do some audio, some auditory testing and some visual testing. We will also have the Fredericksburg Area HIV and AIDS Support Services come to do HIV testing. Dr. Yum is coming to do a demonstration at 3 o'clock on how to pack a healthy lunch for kids as well.
That's very healthy. Healthy there. This is the first health fair that the library's done.
Yes, we have been having quite a few large events at the England Run branch over the past few years, and we thought it was about time to bring in all of the local businesses and nonprofits to have a health fair.
So the you mentioned some of the screenings and some of the things that are there. I guess there'll just be a lot of good information. overall at this particular health fair?
Yes, and we're not really focusing on one area. We mm-hmm. will have some people coming in to talk about elder care. We have nutrition specialist, exercise specialist, organ donation groups coming in. The Fredericksburg Vegetarian Group will be coming to talk about healthy vegetarian options. Fredericksburg Co-op is going to be talking about their program and providing healthy food for the community as well.
So this all kind of fits – really a lot of it too fits in with some of the things that Dr. McLaughlin was talking about in the last segment.
Right, right. We're also having some mental health groups come in to talk as well about what services that they provide for the community that the community might not be so aware of.
This health fair from 1 to 4 on March the 19th at the England Run branch at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. You need to sign up, or do you need to register in advance, or just show up?
Just show up.
Okay. So the first, I guess – this seems like it could be something that this is the first, may become the first annual.
It might become the first annual. Last year I had said that our comic convention was going to be a one-time thing, and we're doing our second one, so we never know what's going to happen with the health fair.
Speaking of the comic convention, you mentioned that a little bit earlier. That's coming up in what, May?
That's going to be Saturday, May 14th, yes.
Talk about that, because those comic conventions have become a really big deal.
Yes, we held our first one last April, and we were hoping to get, you know, maybe a few hundred people. We got about 1,400 people come in 4 hours. So, and everybody was like, I hope you do this again. Because if we don't have one in Fredericksburg, you have to go to D.C. or Richmond,
yeah.
Which can be a bit far to drive.
So describe what goes on at these comic conventions.
So we have vendors who come and they sell their artwork, their original comics. We have had Jack Brown's Tattoo Revival came in last year and did free drawings for kids. We also had a balloon twister, and he made these really amazing balloon animals. He made a Harley Quinn hat for me to wear. He's made a TARDIS hat, so there's all types of fun things going on.
That is – what was the date for that?
That is Saturday, May 14th.
Saturday, May 14th, the comic book convention. That again, is at England Run, right?
Correct.
These have gotten to be really big things around the country, these comic book conventions. Are you interested in comic books yourself? Is that what got you – did you have a personal interest in this?
Actually, I'm not that big into comic books. I've been reading more graphic novels, which we will be discussing Mouse by Art Spiegelman at the Books and Beer Club, which we hold at Adventure Brewing in May. So, and that was a great graphic novel. But I'm getting more interested in it now that I'm getting more involved in the community.
You mentioned the Books and Beer. That's the Adventure Brewing guys were in a couple months ago, and we're talking about that. That sounds like that's a growing that's a growing club.
Yeah, it's really fun. We've been partnering with them for about a year and a half now. With the Books and Beer, they came in and did a home brewing class for us at the England Run branch mm-hmm. a few years ago. So we just meet at Adventure Brewing the third Thursdays to discuss a book club pick. So, and actually in March, we will be discussing 10% Happier on March 17th at 6:30 there.
Okay. And to find out information on when they meet and all that kind of thing, where can someone can find that out?
There's a couple places. They can go to the they can look at the At Your Library, which is our print quarterly magazine. We always do a Facebook event for the Adventure Brewing Books and Beer Club.
Okay.
We also have the information available on our website, librarypoint.org.
And you got a great Facebook page, too, that keeps things up to date, too, on all kinds of things. But again, librarypoint.org is where you can find out a lot of information with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. You've got the library book, the At Your Library there. Any other events or activities that you want to mention?
So, well, we've been partnering with the Alzheimer's Association at a number of the branches. So coming up in April, we will be having a Living with Alzheimer's and Dementia programs mm-hmm. at the headquarters branch. There is an RSVP. If you look in our At Your Library, you can get the information on where to RSVP.
Okay.
We also have exercise classes at a number of different branches as well.
So again, just I see that magazine all around at the library branches. Is it anywhere else?
We partner with Fredericksburg Parent, and they drop off a number of our at your libraries, at doctor's offices. You can find it at Adventure Brewing Company.
Okay.
Just throughout the community, we usually have some.
It's at your library, but again, you can also go to librarypoint.org and find out all kinds of information. But again, the big thing coming up, the health fair, on March the 19th at the England Run Branch, and again also in May, what'd you say?
14th.
May 14th is the comic book convention, which will be a lot of fun. Dr. McLaughlin, as Christy was talking just about some of the eating and health things, how does diet play into a lot of when we were talking about mental health things? Does diet play a role in some of the things that you talk about?
Yes. I mean, overall, we are what we eat, right? And I'm not a dietitian or nutritionist by any means, but I eat very, very healthily. And I notice a difference when I am eating healthy versus when I'm not. My body just feels more energized and better. And if your body feels better and good, it has an effect on your mind, right? It has an effect on your psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So one's physiology affects one's psychology. So it's important to have both healthy. It's much more it's part of optimizing the whole system. Whereas you keep the body healthy, you keep the mind healthy, and there is a connection between the two. So yeah, I as I get older, I find the importance of eating healthy is becoming very important in my life.
We mentioned it. We mentioned it a little bit earlier, but the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg kicks off on the 29th, Leap Day.
Yes, correct.
And how excited are you about that? About a nonprofit and just being able to get the word out about yoga through that vehicle.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very excited about this whole venture. We've been working on it for quite some time. Steve Watkins is our director of the studio, and he's done a wonderful job with just organizing everything. And Jackie Payne is the owner of the building. She's our landlord. Mm-hmm. She's an interior decorator. She's done an amazing job on making the studio really, really inviting and nice for everyone. So we're very excited about the whole venture.
How's it going to work? How is it set up? Or I guess you have classes
and things that people
can sign up for.
Yeah, we have 32 classes per week right now, and people can sign up on the website, and you pick a class, pick a teacher that you enjoy, that you like, or that you know, and you just show up to the studio. They're hour long classes with a half an hour in between each classes. We have two classes in the morning, two in the evening around dinner time, and then we have an 11 o'clock and a 3 o'clock class in the afternoons, Monday through Friday. And on Saturdays, we just have a morning schedule. On Saturday afternoons, we're going to run health and wellness workshops.
Okay.
On Saturday afternoons at the studio.
I guess you really hope that this is a great way, especially for people maybe who have not experienced or done yoga.
Yeah, exactly.
Come try it out.
Yeah, we have beginner classes, and I recommend just try it. Just try it a couple times. Take a beginner class and get over your preconceived ideas about what yoga might be, or get over your being self-conscious about taking a yoga class, and just try it and see. Try it for yourself. Come and see for yourself how it affects you.
And those are the two things that I hear from people who will say, I hear people who like to do it, but
exactly.
I just don't know if I could.
Yeah, Steve Watkins and I were talking about this the other day. The most common reason for people not taking yoga is because I'm not flexible.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter how flexible you are. It's not about flexibility, actually. Yoga is a very, very nuanced practice where it's all about the posture inside, the inner posture. And doesn't matter how deeply you can go into a pose or how long you can hold a pose or how nice it looks. It all depends on how your inner pose is. How is that? Is that calm? Is that relaxed? Is that aware? Is that mindful?
I know hot yoga is a big thing. Are you going to do, yes. do any of that?
Yes, we're offering hot classes and regular classes. Yeah. And I've taken hot classes before in studios that were 100, 105 degrees, and it's a bit oppressive. And it turns out when you look at the literature, it's the optimal temperature for hot yoga is 90 degrees. So please don't be afraid of taking a hot class if you take one before in a 100-plus degree studio. 90 degrees is very tolerable, and it has an effect of really loosening the body and the ligaments and the tendons to help you establish these poses a little bit easier.
I've heard people that especially people who first start out in yoga say that they start using muscles that they never knew
yes.
existed.
You will be sore.
That's what I hear.
Even if you're a triathlete, 20-year-old triathlete, I see that often. Young, healthy individuals come in, very fit, and they're so sore by the end of class. You will be sore.
How often do people come in that are regulars? Do you do it 3, 4, 5 times a week or even more?
Yeah, I myself will probably be there every day, 5 or 6 days a week taking class. And I know a lot of people who it's their main form of physical health, of mm-hmm. exercise. And so I know a lot of people who take classes between 3 and 5 days a week. But many people come once a week. And they learn techniques and different poses with which they can practice at home. And that's probably the best way to do it. If you're limited on time and maybe resources, if you come once a week, you can learn things that you can now practice at home. But it's just a nice atmosphere to be with the community of other yoga practitioners, just doing the same, having the same goal, just trying to find some deeper levels of peace within us.
Called the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg. Get in touch. I know you've got a website.
Yeah, we have a website. We have a phone, which I don't know the number offhand. But the best way is to either just sign up online at the website or just come to a class. You can pay at the door. Or they're all donation-based classes between $5 and $10. And if you really can't afford a class, you can take class for free. But just come to a class and give it a try and see for yourself.
Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg starts on the 29th. I guess you'll be nervous first day. Be sure it'll be good just to get everything going after having talked and done all the preparation.
Yeah, the
for
preparation
this.
Is always a lot more work yeah. than the actual opening itself.
How long have you guys been working on this just to get up to the opening day?
Oh, we've been talking about this studio for probably a year
okay.
or so. And the real intense work has been in the past few months.
Dr. John McLaughlin here. It's the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg we've been talking about. He also will be involved in a program at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the England Run Branch, on mindfulness-based stress reduction. We'll talk about that, and we'll wrap it up by also talking about the health fair on the 19th. Dr. John McLaughlin here. Christy Herneman. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFV.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dr. John McLaughlin here. Christy Herneman here. We're talking about a couple of programs coming up at the England Run branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Next Thursday, March the 3rd, from 7 until 8:30, Dr. McLaughlin, you will be talking about mindfulness-based stress reduction.
Correct.
Again, describe what that is, and it's a way to deal with stress that we all deal with in everyday life.
Yes, yeah, it was a program that was developed by a person named Jon Kabat-Zinn in 1979, and he was a research scientist at Cambridge, and he also was a Zen practitioner, which he had a lot of experience in meditation and mindfulness. And at the same time, he had a samurai science mind, and he kind of combined the two. He understood the importance of mindfulness and meditation in the healthcare profession, and he combined these two practices of the East and West, of Western medicine and more of a mindfulness meditation practice. And he combined the two and came up with this program called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. And it's an 8-week program where we meet once a week for 2 hours and 8 consecutive weeks. And there's different practices that I will teach with each class. And they get a little bit more advanced, a little bit more sophisticated with each class. And I'd also give home practices. So we practice these various practices at home. And just like playing piano, you need to practice, right? You can come to your lesson once a week and do okay. Mm-hmm. But if you really practice during the weekday, you'll get better and better. And it's a remarkable program. It's been around since 79, as I mentioned. It's now available in over 250 hospitals and centers in this country and about 750 facilities in the world. So it's quite good. And it's been very well researched. You know, because Jon Kabat-Zinn was a scientist, he wanted from day one to really study the effects of this program. So it's been very well studied and researched.
Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction next Thursday night, March 3rd, 7 to 8:30 at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. And Dr. John McLaughlin involved with that. Also, he's involved with the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg, as we talked about. Christy Herneman with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the head of research at England Run, March the 19th, 1 to 4. It is a health fair.
Yes, we are very excited to hold our first health fair. We have over 40 vendors giving away information, doing screenings and demonstrations. And we will also have a lot of activities. We have some coloring book tables for adults and for children. It's been a huge – we did a coloring book table at England Run, and it was a huge success, mainly with the adults.
Any information that you need from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, you can get that from their Asher Library magazine or librarypoint.org. Christy Herneman, Dr. John McLaughlin, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you very much, Ted.
That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcast.